Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, Scott Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. Alrighty, so let's check out the chat room questions. Okay. What causes involuntary neck jerking in some people when tasting something with a sharp taste, like, say, raw garlic? Basically, a lack of enough fat in their diet to insulate the nerve fibers. And so you have the garlic, which stimulates an incredible input of information, let's say, stimulation, and then the person has these nerves that are not very well insulated, and they get a jerk. So the answer would be to increase the fat in your diet. Do Vitality Capsules interfere with blood thinners? Yes. It's actually going to interfere with this the other way around. So if you're taking blood thinners, the Vitality Capsules will cause your blood to be more thin. So there's two ways to do that. One, you can just cut back your blood thinners. The way Vitality Capsules thin your blood is by dumping the trash in your blood that's making it thick in the first place. So it actually handles the underlying cause of it. Okay. Let's see. Oops. What is a derivative DH3 of gray hair? It's on the internet. You can purchase it. Dr. Daniels, what do you recommend for women going through the menopause that are experiencing cyclical mood swings, night sweats, and so on? Should they be taking HRT? Absolutely not. HRT does not solve the problem, which is toxicity. So this lady should take Vitality Capsules regular strength, and do coffee enemas, and boom, that will clear it up very nicely. All right, we have a question from Steve in New York. So Steve, I'm going to repeat your question so the folks on Facebook can hear. All right, Steve, what is your question?
Oh, how are you doing, Dr. Daniel?
I'm fine.
All right. I would like to know, I have diabetes. My numbers run high. I would like to know how to deal with that.
What do your numbers run?
Over 4, over 5.
Over 500?
Yes.
Okay, so if your numbers are running over 500, then you're doing something actively, we'll say aggressively, that's causing those numbers to be high. So, repeat the question for Facebook. So this person has diabetes, and their numbers are usually over 400, sometimes over 500. So the simplest thing is just go to vitalitycapsules.com, download the Candida Cleaner Report, and follow that diet. That diet will lower your numbers to under 200 in less than a week, and in the second week, get rid of your diabetes.
Okay, Vitality.
Capsules.com.
Vitality, okay.
Capsules.com. And there's a free report called the Candida Cleaner Report, and there's a diet that report recommends. So just follow that diet. It's super simple.
Capsules.com. Right. So go to vitalitycapsules.com, order the Vitality Capsules, and what else?
You can order the Vitality Capsules. Many people have said that they greatly help their diabetes. But get the report, okay, the Candida Cleaner, and read the report. Your primary problem is your diet. There is no herb or supplement you're going to take that's going to bring your blood pressure and blood sugar from 500 to normal.
Okay.
You have a diet that has serious issues, and you have to fix those issues. And in that report, there's a diet that fixes those issues and will bring your blood sugar down.
Now, what's the report again, please?
What is what?
What's the report again, please? What's the name of it?
Candida Cleaner.
Candida Cleaner.
Correct.
C-L-N-E-R.
All right, great. Okay, thanks for calling, Stephen. All right. Does apple cider vinegar help dissolve kidney stones? It might, but I don't recommend it. I recommend castor oil. It's pretty quick. That's your best bet there. So castor oil, about a quarter cup, and it flushes those kidney stones right out. If you have kidney stones, though, you have to take a look at what the cause is. And the cause for kidney stones is usually a beverage that you're ingesting, and that beverage creates the wrong pH in your kidneys, and that creates stone formation. Dehydration is another cause of stone formation. So those are two causes that you need to address. Okay, so mother has rupturing intestines, and the rest of the family wants me to get an operation. I just want the rest of the family to see surgery is a bad idea for elderly mom's intestines. So the question is, it sounds like if you even have a decision to make that these intestines are not rupturing that much. In other words, this is a pretty slow rupture in progress. What she really needs, she doesn't need to fix her intestines. That's not what she needs. She needs to empty her intestines and decrease the pressure on her intestinal walls. So an elderly woman, definitely start with Vitality capsules. It gradually increase the dose until she has diarrhea. What that does is that takes the waste out of her intestines, essentially collapsing them, decreasing the pressure in her intestines, and stopping the cause of the rupture, which is, it sounds like, increased pressure in her intestinal walls. Once you get her intestines empty and clear, then you can talk about rebuilding her intestines with different types of foods. But right now, she's got to empty those intestines out. Okay. Can she always have side effects? Absolutely anything can have side effects. Should we be worried about ingesting a mysterious black tar from an unknown source in Russia? I don't think so. And it's a known source. So I personally have tried it. It's worked out awesome. I love it. And that's why I recommend it. So that's all I can say about that. Okay, so my 40-year-old son has constant diarrhea about 8 times a day for years. And the doctor recently recommended he stop the dairy. Should we be looking for more diseases and more causes? The answer is no. Stopping the dairy is I think, a reasonable course of action here. He's only having 8 bowel movements a day. If he stops dairy, it'll probably drop down to 5, which is enough to keep him super healthy and not having any cancer. Okay, let's go to Facebook, see what Facebook has got. Oh, we got William in New York. Hi, William. What is your question?
A friend of mine in Colombia, and I think it's the gallbladder, and also, what's the kidney that dumps the stones into the gallbladder? Right? Am I correct?
You can have stones anywhere and everywhere.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, he told me to take a glass of orange juice and put only 5 drops of turpentine in there and drink it twice a day, once in the morning and once before you go to bed. I don't know if that will really work or not. That's why I'm asking. But I've been doing it for the last 4 or 5 days.
How's it working?
I don't know because I just got to the hospital for it. I've been doing it since I got out of the hospital because he told me to do it. I don't know if it's working or not. That's why I want your opinion.
So how do you know you have a problem at all?
Denting it twice to hold the gallbladder open. I'm trying not to get it removed, so I'm trying to do whatever I can to hold on to it. And they just took the stent out 2 weeks or so ago.
So if you're not having any symptoms, if you're not having any symptoms,
no, I have what they call the belly rubbing, the itching.
Stop. Listen. If you're not having any symptoms, then you have no measure. If you're having symptoms, then your symptoms are the measure. So you've been taking this thing your friend has recommended. Have your symptoms decreased?
I had no symptoms when I was taking it. I was just trying to be a preventive to make sure it don't block up with the stones again. That's what happened when it blocked up with the stones.
Yeah. Okay, got it. I understand now. So how many bowel movements are you having a day?
Excuse me?
How many bowel movements do you have a day? Yeah.
4, 5, 6. I don't keep track, but I know it's a lot. I got a colostomy bag on this side, and I go into a colostomy bag.
You have to keep track. So keep track of your bowel movements, and as long as they're up to 6, that's really all you need to do. That's going to stop stones from forming.
Yeah, but they say the tail of the gallbladder keeps clogging up with these stones.
Hey, and they want to remove them. If you want to go by what they have to say, you got to go talk to them. But I told you what.
I'm not trying to remove it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying to you, Dr. Jeffrey. I don't want to remove it. I know it's got to be a natural herbalistic way of, to keep it flushed out and clean, where it don't back up with all that sludge in the rock.
Yeah. What causes that problem is lack of flow in the gallbladder or in the bile area. What causes lack of flow in that area is constipation. So the primary solution is to stop the constipation. Now, it sounds like you've stopped the constipation. If you wanted to do more to dissolve the stones, I would recommend sauerkraut juice, 1/2 cup to 1 cup a day. So that would be the best way to go about that. All right, we've got, let's see, Fritz in New York. Hi, Fritz. What is your one question?
I actually have two. Bill, the one you just talked to, that's a friend of mine. And he said last week, when he was listening to you, said there was 3 types of diseases, and he doesn't remember what the answer was. You said
3 types of diseases.
Yes, that's what he told me. You said last week on your show.
I recommend checking out the replay. I'm not really sure what the context was, or what what he meant.
Okay, this is a question for me. I have diabetes. You know how I can? Will the turpentine help that?
A lot of things will help diabetes, but the primary cause of diabetes is malnutrition and dehydration. So if you're eating stuff that is causing diabetes and you are not drinking enough water. So the simplest, quickest way to handle that is to go to vitalitycapsules.com. There's a free report called the Candida Cleaner, and download that, and it tells you a diet to follow. As you follow the diet and the report recommends water, to drink water, you will see that your diabetes will basically go away.
Okay, so it's malnutrition and dehydration. And the water you recommend, I'm just making sure, is this still water, right?
Right, that's in the report.
Okay. All right, thank you, Dr. Daniels.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, we have Dennis in Indiana. Hi, Dennis.
When I went back in 2013, for 9.5 years, they didn't know what was wrong with me. They kept testing my brain with MRIs and CAT scans because I had an abscess tumor wrapped around me and around my spinal column. Well, they sent me to Loyola on the 5th of May 15th of 2013. They finally did a MRSA test at me. After having regular 3 bowel movements a day, going diarrhea, anywhere from 14 to 24, I was real sick and depressed, and because my brain was all messed up. I believe, they tested me, and I've never got any reports or anything. They said I didn't have MRSA before I went, and then after my surgery, they said I had Staphylococcus aureus. I've been watching Dr. Doug Kaufman on NovaCause.com and Doctor's Fungal Protocol. My sister, I've had a fungus all over my body since I was a baby. I had a coprophoria in my liver. That's on my.
What's the question? You're losing me. What? Can you tell me the question first, and then go back and give me information so I can have some context?
My question is: can they mistake Staphylococcus aureus for fungal meningitis? And can I get if they do a spinal tap on me? Well, can they prove that I had fungal meningitis instead of Staphylococcus aureus?
No, the answer is yes. They can mistake anything for anything, and the answer is the spinal tap could give you false results or inconclusive results. And spinal taps also can do permanent damage, so I wouldn't go for the spinal tap.
But they could test my lung pleurisy, couldn't they? Because that's how they found out my sister had the histoplasma.
They could check your lungs, but that involves kind of needle biopsy / aspiration, and again, they can collapse your lungs, so that has a lot of implications. I think the simplest way to do it, might be to figure out what you think you might have, and then just take the most natural course of dealing with that. That would be the best way, because you have to realize that they just don't know. Just like the test we talked about today is basically unreliable and inconclusive, but they treat it as if it's reliable. So a lot of tests are like that. All right.
Yeah.
We have okay, well, thank you very much for calling. So we have a question here on Facebook. Facebook says, how do I strengthen my lungs after double pneumonia? And the answer is, first of all, is to stop all dairy products. That's huge. And then you can strengthen your lungs with deep breathing, by walking. First, walk on the level, and I would try walking, build up to like 30 minutes. And once you can walk 30 minutes on the level, then you can try walking uphill. And again, start with maybe 1 minute or 2 minutes and build up. And once you can walk uphill, say half an hour uphill, pretty much got some strong lungs. So Suzette says constant diarrhea, 7 to 8 bowel movements a day. Again, change your diet. Usually it's a dietary problem. No, I would not recommend Vitality capsules for that, but change your diet. I can't seem to lose weight. I'm insulin resistant. My estrogen levels are high. That solves the problem. Oh, estrogen levels are high. I'm doing bioidentical hormones. Okay, so the bioidentical hormones cause weight gain. You are not losing weight on bioidentical hormones. So the insulin resistance and the weight gain are caused or aggravated by your bioidentical hormones, so definitely stop those. Yeah. Blood sugar numbers are 99 to 110 fasting in the morning. If your blood sugar is 110 fasting or or less, then your blood sugar is not the cause of disease. It's not a health problem. Now, what's normal, what's not normal, changes from week to week, year to year. We're not going to discuss what's normal. We will discuss what has health implications. So blood sugar of 110 has never and will never cause disease or shorten your life expectancy. In other words, it is not worthy of attention or treatment. Okay, so Rochelle gives me more information about her mother and the surgery situation. So Rochelle, it's difficult to say with the sketchy information that you have here. So I would recommend a discovery session. Maybe you can have your mother present, a couple of your siblings, and we can kind of sort things out and answer everybody's question. I think that would be the best way to go. I think whatever your mother wants done is what should be done. All right, we are going to commercial.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.
Give such delight. We all live before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. Cause I don't want to stay here on my own.
Oh. Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Oh, let me do this. Oh, okay. So we're answering questions, and let's check out this question here on Facebook. Let's see if I have my sound up. Is my sound okay? All right, let me know. Someone told me a doctor's said lungs will never be the same after the pneumonia. And that is what we doctors are taught. We are taught that after pneumonia, that is it, man, it is downhill. And that's to get people to take inhalers and various other lung medications for the rest of their lives, which of course is not necessary. Dr. Jones, what else do you eat other than chicken feet and pig's ears? Exercise surely isn't the only thing keeping you slim. no, exercise doesn't. I don't think exercise keeps anybody slim. The key to being slim is to eat less. Now, how do you be slim and healthy at the same time? There's another question. But the key to being slim is to eat less, however you do that, and drink more water. That is the key. Now, for me, walking every place that I have to go instead of using a car or other transportation and then having a rule, I don't eat while I walk, very important, gives me less time that I'm eating, and that makes it easier. So days when I'm home and I don't go out, I eat more and I notice my weight goes up. So I definitely try to get out and walk each day. And it's a half hour to town and 40 minutes back. Actually, I'm getting really good, so I can get to town. I'm getting to town now in about 15 minutes, which is really quick. But still, taking that walk to town and back means that there's less time I'm spending eating. Do you approve of a grape and cilantro smoothie for heavy metal detox? It depends. I wouldn't. The sugar content of the grapes is very high. A cilantro alone will get rid of heavy metals. So you can just use a smoothie recipe that's not as syrupy as this, and just use cilantro as your main green, say, instead of kale. All right, we have a question from Daryl in Georgia. Hi, Daryl.
Hello, how you doing?
Fine.
I'm kind of at my wit's end. I'm a diabetic, but I've had erectile dysfunction for at least 12 years. I mean, nothing, not a nothing. And
how
I don't hear too many people talk.
I have a question. How long have you had diabetes?
Since 1997.
All right, so you've had diabetes for 21 years and erectile dysfunction for how many years?
At least 13 years.
Okay, got it. I'm with you. All right, keep going. What's the question?
And so, yeah, I'm trying to find out what can I do. I'm 64 years old. What can I do to try to eradicate that problem? Maybe some product you have, because most people, they just really don't talk about it.
All right. So first thing you got to realize is the reason you have erectile dysfunction, the reason you have diabetes, is because of some lifestyle decisions that you have made and are continuing to make. So what you got to do is figure out, how important is it to you? I mean, how bad do you really want it? The truth of the matter is, Vitality capsules definitely help. People have told me that Vitality capsules have helped their diarrhea, and many guys, it has eradicated their erectile dysfunction. That is true. So yes, get Vitality capsules. The extra strength ones are the ones that work the best for what you have mentioned. However, I would start with that. That's going to improve things. But if you want things to be like gone, like back to normal, like a regular guy, then you're going to have to make some lifestyle decisions. And I mean, I've talked to many men who said to me, you know what? I'm not going to give up that food. I'd rather have erectile dysfunction than stop eating, so say, dairy, for example. So you've got to make up your mind how important it is to you. I see here it says that you're from Texas. Is that right? No, Georgia?
Yeah, Georgia.
You're from Georgia? Yeah. Georgia, yes, ma'am. The food they eat in Georgia would give anyone diabetes and erectile dysfunction. It's not a very good diet. So you're talking about really eating in a way that's different from everybody you know. So I would say start with the Vitality capsules, get the Candida Cleaner report, download it, read it. It does suggest a diet, and if you follow that diet, you know, your male functioning will come back, your diabetes will go away. And then you've got to figure out, okay, am I willing to follow this and make this lifestyle change in order to not be diabetic and not have erectile dysfunction? So it's a pretty drastic lifestyle change. And so you have to make that decision. But that's what you would do.
Well, I'm willing to make that, because I'm not getting young, I'm getting older, but I'm at my wit's end. I'll do anything.
Okay, get that report and follow it. That'll do it. All right, we are going to commercial.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke.
How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. We have a question from Daryl in Texas. It's the same Daryl in Georgia. Okay, Daryl in Texas. Hi, Daryl.
All right, see you again. Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back.
Okay. Let's see. Yep, okay, we are back. Okay, so this person has a question. My husband had bronchitis years ago, 20 years ago, and every winter he believes it comes back. I believe he has a problem with dairy. Yes, he has a problem with dairy. So what you want to do is let your husband know that you know his bronchitis comes back every year, and that's okay. And would it be okay if we skip the dairy this winter? Yeah, it's not necessary to have someone agree with you. You just want them to take action. Maritza says, is sauerkraut juice the key to flexibility? It is one key. So sauerkraut juice will get you more flexible, but you do need to eat a lot of connective tissue to make more connective tissue to increase your flexibility even more. So the kind of flexibility I'm working on, which is splits, is pretty extreme. And so for that, I need the sauerkraut juice and I need the chicken feet, pig's feet, and so on. Becky says hello. Hi, Becky. Okay. Rick says, essential oil diffuser might not be a problem, but it's meant for oils. I find turpentine oil to be very strong compared to other essential oils I use. Yeah, I would not put turpentine in a diffuser. Not good, because that will hit the brain, and you don't want turpentine in the brain. Not good. All right, we have a question from Eric in New York. Eric, what is your question?
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Hi. I asked this question in the chat, so I'm not sure if you answered it. I couldn't listen to the show. My question is regarding my sister. She just got recently diagnosed with stomach cancer. Lost a lot of weight over about a three-month period of time, 50 to 60 pounds. They thought mm-hmm. it was acid reflux. They went to the doctor. They did an MRI, and now they're diagnosing that it's stomach cancer. And they also found a spot on her fallopian tubes. I just wanted to call and get your opinion.
What about her fallopian tubes?
They said they also saw a spot on her fallopian tubes.
All right, okay. So, question.
Yeah.
She had these problems, and did they put her on proton pump inhibitors for her reflux?
No.
So she didn't take any medicine for her indigestion?
No, she didn't. Yeah, she was just trying to deal with it, you know, just kind of over the counter.
Do you know what she took over the counter?
Not sure.
Okay. So the over-the-counter drugs for indigestion cause stomach cancer. Okay. So it might be that she could just stop all of her drugs, take some turpentine and sugar, and that might help the situation here.
Okay. Yeah. At this point, she's at a point where she can't eat anything or drink anything. She was just admitted. You know, they're trying to get her levels back up so that, you know, she can function.
Are they putting a feeding tube in?
I know they were giving her some type of IV, potassium-type IV.
Okay. All right, so let's cut to the chase here. So you can't do anything if she can't eat or drink, but if they put a tube in and she can consume stuff through the tube, you can put things down the tube. So in other words, you can put turpentine mm-hmm. and sugar in the tube.
Okay.
So right. I would
just to note
that
she's also type A blood type. Does that irrelevant. Mean anything as well?
Doesn't mean irrelevant. Anything to me. Okay. It might mean something to somebody else, but to me, it has no meaning.
Okay. All right. Would you recommend a discovery session or something like that?
Yeah, I would recommend a discovery session, and definitely, you know, if you could have a list of the drugs she was taking over the counter, and then what her goals are, you know, because a lot depends on what her goals are.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Understood.
That would help. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck, Eric. You're welcome. Hey, Bill in Austin. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Dr. Daniels. Thank you for all your help online for everyone. My quick question is, you just mentioned the Gerovital GH3 for gray hair.
Yep.
I noticed there was injections that you can take.
No injections. No injections. Don't recommend injections.
Okay, and then there's capsules. Could you briefly explain what?
I don't recommend the capsules either. They have press tabs, so you want press tabs.
Tabs, okay, not capsules.
Press tabs. So it's made by Gero, G-E-R-O, Vita, V-I-T-A. And they sell a supplement, and it has, like, you know, vitamin B, vitamin C, selenium, a few other things in it. Is that what you're looking at?
Yes.
Then that's the one. You got it.
Could you briefly tell me what that does to the body, how the body
functions? No, I cannot. No. No, I cannot briefly tell you about
Okay.
Not available. All right, thank you. With Susie
thank
in
you.
Arkansas. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. I always enjoy your show very much. I would like to. Now, I'm not on the web. I only get to listen on the phone, and I would like to contact you about getting some vitality caps.
Oh, okay, so you can call Shali. Let me give you her number, just a minute.
Please.
And she can help you out over the phone. Her number is...
Slowly, please.
Yeah,
561-623-9755.
Correct.
Thank you very, very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. All right, Nick says, I thought grapes need to be organic. And so the question we're having increasingly is, what's more important, organic or higher nutritional content? And the answer is higher nutritional content. A lot of organic food is literally plastic. For example, your seedless watermelons, your seedless grapes, all of these things are so low in nutrition that it's not worth your eating. So if you want to eat the grapes that have the seeds and swallow the seeds as well. So that is a big problem. I discovered this in the 90s. I was 100% organic. By golly, 100% organic. If it wasn't organic, I didn't eat it. And I had, you know, I was a member of my CSA group, and I had the organic stores I went to, and I had to figure it out. Everything was organic. And, of course, it was seedless as well. And I noticed that I just wasn't very strong, and I just got weaker and weaker and weaker over time. So now I eat some foods that are definitely not organic, and I'm much, much, much stronger. So it's important to focus on why you're eating. You know, why are you eating food anyway? Why are you making changes? You're making changes so you can be healthier and so you can be stronger. And if a food is making you weaker and less healthy, even if it says organic, then that's not the thing to be eating. Yeah. So let's see. Swallow the seeds, yes. Okay. So hair questions were answered earlier in the broadcast, by the way. Can I apply turpentine on a herniated disc to heal it? Okay, so again, question is, why do you have a herniated disc problem anyway? And the answer is, the primary cause of a herniated disc is A, malnutrition, and B, your herniated disc might not be causing your pain. So if you have a herniated disc, I'm guessing you might have some pain, maybe in your lower back. You've been told that it's a herniated disc. It could be a blocked intestine. It could be tissues overlying that area that have toxins in them. A lot of reasons for back pain. Herniated disc is only one, but let's just say it's a herniated disc. You could apply turpentine. That would give you temporary relief. It's not going to heal it. You've got to increase your bowel movement so the waste causing the pain can leave. And to repair your herniated disc would require chicken feet. That's been my observation and experience. Okay, so I guess this question is, Dr. Daniels, is organic dairy healthy? The answer is not necessarily, and the answer, more precisely, is usually not. So if you have a condition aggravated by dairy, even organic dairy can cause problems. Okay. Oh. Okay. Yvonne. So Yvonne says, can I make my own sauerkraut juice by putting cabbage in a jar with water? No. You need some salt in there, and you can do pretty well. Add some salt. Stuff that jar full of grated cabbage, and then you want to mix. I use a tablespoon of salt per quart of water because my salt is in huge chunks. But if you have fine granulated salt, you could use 2 teaspoons of salt per quart of water, and that's what you pour over the grated cabbage. And you let that rot, and you've got sauerkraut juice. Okay, so Letha says, on your candida cleanse, you said no nuts. What about seeds like sesame or sunflower seeds? Are seeds the same as nuts? There's seeds and then there's seeds. So like sesame seeds or sunflower seeds, or sesame seeds are super dry, so we put them in the category with other nuts. Now, sunflower seeds, you can puree those with water and make a nice sauce. And the water you puree them with remedies the kind of dehydration problem that most nuts and seeds have. So I do take sunflower seeds and puree them with water, and that would work. Flax seeds, same thing. You can soak them overnight with water, and you can and then puree them, or just soak them overnight, and then they don't have a dehydrating effect. But different seeds are different. So when you soak walnuts overnight or almonds overnight, the seed itself is not sufficiently hydrated to offset the dehydrating problem. Okay. So Amber says, I read the ingredients to chorizo. Now, for those of you who don't know, chorizo is a nice spicy sausage usually made in Mexico once. And it said, what it said looks sickening. Lymph nodes? Is this an organ that could give us benefits in eating? And actually, yes, it is. But I would say chorizo has got enough junk in it that you're better off making your own chorizo. I used to make my own chorizo sausage. Oh, my God. Very, very tasty. So I would definitely recommend making your own chorizo. And it's not that hard to do. You just mix a bunch of spices together. You can get the chorizo recipe online. Grind up your pork and pork fat. Stir the two together. Boom, chorizo, you're done. Jan says, do hot dogs have the missing organs? There is no telling what's in hot dogs. I do know the cancer-causing dose of hot dogs is 10 hot dogs a month. Hot dogs are not a health food. I do not recommend them. If you do decide to eat hot dogs, realize that you're eating it as something that you enjoy and like, and that's perfectly okay, but it is not a health food. Timmy says, I'd like to do a gut detox. Where do I start? Start with your diet. Always start with your diet. Whatever you're going to start, start with your diet. The Candida Cleaner Diet at VitalityCapsule.com is an excellent cleansing diet. Start with that. The next place to start would be Vitality Capsules. For many people, that's all they need to do. You can go further, though, and do a liver flush, but I would do it in that order. First, your diet and water, then Vitality Capsules, and then you can see if you need to go further, and that might solve your problem right there. All right, we have Kay in Tennessee. Hi, Kay. What is your question?
Hi, Dr. Daniels. This is actually Kenovia. How are you doing?
Oh, fine. How are you?
Hey there. I'm good. I'm good.
Hey.
So I have a question about my mom. She's been having some pain on her side, on her right side, off and on for years, and she's had was taking some ginger and lemon.
But wait a minute, question. The pain has been there for years.
Yeah, it's been there for a long time, just kind of off and on, and so she started taking ginger and lemon shots to try to help it, and it seemed like it made the pain a little bit worse, you know, yep. But she kept taking it because she thought the ginger, you know, and lemon would help eventually. So I got her Vitality Capsule. She started taking that, and then the pain was just constantly there. So she only took them for like 3 days. What was that?
Did the pain move?
No, it didn't move. She just said it just kind of remained there. So she ended up stopping the Vitality Capsule. Now, she's been told that she has a fatty liver and things like that. So we're thinking it has something to do with the liver. And I was thinking maybe the Vitality Capsules was kind of making the, I don't know, cleansing of the liver.
Well, it's on the right side, but it's on the upper right side. Yes. Well, we're trying to figure out this pain. Is it on the upper right side, lower right side, middle right side, towards the back, towards the front?
It's right under her rib cage.
Ah, okay.
Where the pain was. Now, when she stopped the Vitality Capsules and she stopped the ginger shot, she started taking milk thistle And she said that the pain has subsided, and she's having, you know, more bowel movements and things like that. And so she's feeling better.
I would stick with the milk thistle. Yeah, just stick with the milk thistle. So it's not. Okay. It sounds like it's not her intestines; it's her liver. And I would just stick with the milk thistle.
Okay. Now, what causes a fatty liver? Like what?
Your diet.
They say it's her fat diet. In the liver. Okay.
No. This, yeah, nonsense. So. Yeah, the liver creates the fat in response to the diet, and you have a fatty liver. That's basically what is happening. So, you know, probably better for her to get a discovery session to sort out what is it in her diet that's causing the fatty liver. And then you can also sort out if she's willing to change that. You know, she might not be willing to change it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
I think that would be the best way to proceed.
Okay. And then I had put a question in the chat as well. Just a quick question about my tender spot on a thumb, like in the joint area.
Okay.
What could be done for that? Turpentine? That's my dad's finger. It's just real tender to the touch. Like if he hits it or touches it, it's like we'll break him down to his knees. It hurts so bad on the thumb.
So my mother had that same problem, and
mm-hmm.
the turpentine definitely helped, but you've got to be willing to do the bowel movements, because basically the body is putting junk in that joint on the thumb because it's not able to take that stuff out of the body. So you got to talk to your father and ask if he's willing to poop 3 times a day. Is he willing to increase his beverages of water? Is he willing to switch from other beverages to water? Again, you got to break it down to him what he's got to do and ask him, is he willing to do it? And maybe he's not. If he's not willing to make the bowel movement change, then the turpentine is going to help, but the relief will be temporary. He's going to tell you, oh, I don't like a turpentine. Oh, it didn't help. Or, you know, oh, it's not really working. Oh, my body's resistant to it. So you've got to have the conversation with him. Are you willing to drink more water? Are you willing to poop more often? And if he says yes, then the topical turpentine would be great. It'll work wonderfully, and he'll be, like, really, really happy. All right, Roots says, are you recommending eating pork? Yes, I am. Now, the question is, should everybody eat pork? I don't know. Should you eat pork all the time? Definitely not. So it's a therapeutic maneuver. The question is, what is your situation, and would eating pork solve the problem? So, question. Some people say distilled water causes dehydration. Not possible. Water is water. So you can't get dehydration from drinking water. Now, you can maybe not have enough minerals, in which case you take Shilajit, solve that problem. Sherry says, hi, Jeremy. Glad to see you're watching Dr. Daniels. She's amazing. Hope you and the family are well. All right. I hope so, too. I find it hard to source chicken feed. They only sell them as dog treats. Duh, buy the dog treats and cook them up. This is simple. So the standard of hygiene for dog treats is actually higher than the standard of hygiene for human food, because it turns out it's easier to kill a dog than humans. So there you go. All right. Could a chronic sinus infection cause horrible neck tension? What can I do about it? You can do a neti pot. So if you wash your sinuses with using a neti pot in salt water, you do it, say, every day or twice a day, then that would clear out your sinuses, and that would solve the problem. So Meek says, is condensed sweet milk bad for you? Absolutely. The sugar is no good, and neither is the dairy. But if you love it, then, you know, accept it as a treat, minimize it, and, eat the minimum amount you need to eat to maximize your pleasure. And then you can cleanse and do other things to offset the effect. What about organic eggs? I don't know. So Reba says, I've been taking Vitality Capsules since 2016. Thank you, Reba. With great improvement. However, my leg or calf area is slightly larger on the right. Is there a reason for this? It might be that you exercise that more than the other. I would, again, try some exercise or activity like either walking hills or riding a bicycle, and that will equalize the size of both calves. So I had a problem with my legs being unequal, and walking up the mountains and now riding my bicycle, it's equaled out very nicely. Okay. What about organic eggs? I don't think organic eggs relate to the discussion about seeds. So eggs don't have, I mean, eggs, the seed part of the egg will correspond to the yolk. So unless you're eating yolk-free eggs, you're not a problem. Don't need to worry about it. Okay. All right. We have a question from Gerard in California. Gerard, we got about 4 minutes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah, my daughter has a HS or hidradenitis suppurativa, I think.
She's got painful armpits, yes.
Yeah, painful armpits, exactly. And she had staph infection at one time, too, because her brothers got scabies, and she treated them with some cream, Promethean, I think.
And oh, yeah.
Seems like stuff started after all that.
Now, how old is she?
Here she is.
Hi. So I'm actually 28 at this point.
How old are you?
28.
And you've had this problem for how long?
Probably about 4 years now.
4 years. Oh, okay. So before you were 24, things were pretty much okay?
Yeah, things were okay. I mean, after I had my son, he contracted coxsackie, and then I got, like, a slight staph infection on my right arm. And then, like, 6 months down on the road, my brothers had scabies, and they had a bunch of staph infections, and I was taking care of them at that time as well. And that's when I had the permethrin cream all over my body, and then probably anywhere from 3 to 6 months after that, I would always have something different, like folliculitis, cellulitis. I got mastitis with my second daughter.
All right. So what happened was you poisoned yourself with the promethium.
Yeah. And I kept telling anybody that.
Yeah, that's all that's happened. So probably what you need to do is, are you already using Vitality capsules?
I am, and I changed my diet, and I'm not eating processed foods, sugars, nightshades. I added fish.
Right. So has it improved with those changes?
Yeah, I'm like pretty much cleared.
The hydradenitis is clear?
Yeah, well, it just cleared in like the last month, but I can still see like the scar tissue, I guess. But the thing is, it'll come back in like 3 months. I mean, it hasn't come back thus far, but
okay.
I'm waiting.
Are you taking turpentine?
I did it incorrectly at one point. And I got covered from head to toes.
All right,
and, like,
our show is ending. Our show is ending. So it sounds like you're doing the right thing. Just increase your water and your bowel movements, and that way it won't come back. All right. We will see you back next week. And as always, think happens.
Dance with me across the sea.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just wondering if any of the great products you have, I could use this about 3 months ago, and I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.